Task 2. In this section, you are going to hear a radio report about the famous guards of the Tower of London. Your task will be to give short answers to the questions below. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in three sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. At the end, you will have some more time to check your answers. Start studying the task in your booklet now. Now listen to the whole recording.
One of Britain's longest traditions and greatest tourist attractions appears to be under threat. The famous blue and red cloaked beef-eater guards have been told they have to retire early at 60 instead of 65. It's the job of the beef-eaters to stand guard at the Tower of London, scene of many dramatic moments in British history and the home of the Royal Crown Jewels. The government says early retirement will save money. John Murphy has this report.
They were formed by Henry VII in 1485 as guards for state prisoners, and today they act as police and guides for the Tower of London, the scene of many dramatic moments in Britain's history, including the execution of traitors. But after 500 years of service, the older beef-eaters, at least, are being dispensed with, and they're not happy. On top of their concerns about their pensions, the beef-eaters, who used to have the luxury of a job for life, will lose some very enviable perks. Not just the smart red and gold outfits, but more particularly, comfortable accommodation within the tower itself. The government denies that it's undermining British heritage, but as the bugle sounds the last post during the centuries-old ceremony of the keys, when the Tower of London is locked up for the night, the beef-eaters ponder an uncertain future.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in three shorter sections.
One of Britain's longest traditions and greatest tourist attractions appears to be under threat. The famous blue and red cloaked beef-eater guards have been told they have to retire early at 60 instead of 65. It's the job of the beef-eaters to stand guard at the Tower of London, scene of many dramatic moments in British history and the home of the Royal Crown Jewels. The government says early retirement will save money. John Murphy has this report.
They were formed by Henry VII in 1485 as guards for state prisoners, and today they act as police and guides for the Tower of London, the scene of many dramatic moments in Britain's history, including the execution of traitors. But after 500 years of service, the older beef-eaters, at least, are being dispensed with, and they're not happy. On top of their concerns about their pensions, the beefeaters, who used to have the luxury of a job for life, will lose some very enviable perks. Not just the smart red and gold outfits, but more particularly, comfortable accommodation within the tower itself. The government denies that it's undermining British heritage, but as the bugle sounds the last post during the centuries-old ceremony of the keys, when the Tower of London is locked up for the night, the beefeaters ponder an uncertain future.
This is the end of task 2.